Ladies, hey, listen up. Coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, it is the Southern Illinois Women's Health Conference. It's going to be at John A. Logan College, and a keynote speaker is somebody that you want to come and hear. Her name is Marcia Prince, and she joins me this morning on the phone line from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Kent. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for your time this morning here bright and early. And you're doing the keynote speaking at this Women's Health Conference. And you go all over and you have an Instagram and a Facebook and all this stuff. What are some of the things you're going to be telling ladies here in Southern Illinois, Marcia?
You know, I just want to bring awareness to the fact that heart disease is the number one killer among women, even men too. So I just want to bring that awareness to them so that they know that it's preventable through diet and exercise. And a lot of people don't want to hear diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. So I try to put it in a way where it's fun and that they can understand it, because, you know, diet and exercise kind of has a negative connotation. But if I tell them to move and nourish and add these foods, then it's like, okay, that doesn't seem so bad. And, you know, obviously exercise and the right nutrition will protect you from heart disease.
You know, that's so critical. My wife is into the fitness. I'm going to tell you this right now. And she inspires me, and hopefully she'll inspire me a little bit more by attending this conference. But I mean, for you personally, like, when did you decide, boy, I'm on a mission here to spread the word about this? Did something happen in your life? It's like, I need to tell people how to do this.
Yeah, I've actually had all these unhealthy behaviors. I used to drink excessively. I used to smoke. I worked at fast food growing up, and I ate that going into my adulthood. Mm-hmm. So like my first 28 years of life, I just had so many unhealthy habits, and I thought it was normal. Like I completely, you know, didn't work out, didn't eat the right foods, had these bad behaviors like smoking and excessive drinking. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so I had this epiphany.
Yeah.
One time I was trying to work out, and of course I smoked back then, and I couldn't really run, and I was at this boot camp and they're wanting us to run, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm too young to not breathe like this.
Right.
So that was kind of my first epiphany. And then I got into nursing. I was before I became a personal trainer and a health coach. And from there on, I thought, oh my goodness, it was just showing me all my unhealthy lifestyle behaviors in the mirror, what I was doing. So I just dropped one behavior after the next. It took time. It wasn't easy. But now, I mean, I don't smoke anymore. I don't do the excessive drinking. I exercise now. I eat the right foods.
Yeah.
Everyone in my family has heart disease, and they smoke, or it's lifestyle, and it's so crazy. These can be preventable.
Well, we want you to come on out here to the Women's Health Conference at John A. Logan College next Saturday at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ladies, the registration fee is $45. And for everything that you get, all the screenings and all this good stuff, plus Marcia is going to talk to you, and you're going to give us just the little things that we can do to start off on this. Right, Marcia?
That is right. I'm excited to be there.
Cool. Well, we're excited to have you on into Southern Illinois, and then folks can get in touch with you. And I know you, they give me a note pad here, Marcia, and they say that you are one of Dallas, Texas' top most influential women in 2015. Now, that's saying something right there, Marcia. You've been doing some stuff.
I have. I've been speaking about heart disease and health and obesity. So I'm trying to make an impact, especially because, you know, with one person, I've made a difference.
You know what? Hats off to you, and we'll see you up here next Saturday. Safe travels getting up here, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.